Title: Raga, Swing Compose with Breakbeat Surgery in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. All right, let's build some real Raga swing, not throw a break in and call it jungle. We're going into micro timing, ghost note conversation, transient discipline, and then we're going to commit it to audio and chop it again so the groove turns into an instrument you can actually play. This lesson lives in that resampling mindset. Make decisions, print them, and move forward. That's where a lot of the classic jungle magic comes from, and it's also how you keep modern rolling DNB tight while still feeling rude and human. Step 0, set up the session so you can work fast without losing accuracy. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fair, but 174 is a sweet spot for this. Set global quantization to 1/16th note. That doesn't mean we're going to be robotic. It just means when you record and launch ideas, you're not fighting the DAW. Now create a few tracks. Audio track 1 is your break source. MIDI track 1 is your break rack. That's where the slice is live. Audio track 2 is resample. That's where we print. MIDI track 2 is your kick and snare layer. And add 2 return tracks. Return A is a short room. Return B is a dub delay. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Go algorithmic. Choose a room, set decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, pre-delay around 5 to 15 milliseconds, and roll the top off with a high cut somewhere like 6 to 9 kHz. Wet is 100% because it's a return. This is that glue space. It should make the slices feel like one kit, not wash them into soup. On return B, load echo. Go with an eighth note or a dotted quarter, feedback around 20 to 35%. Turn on filtering and keep stereo width moderate. We're not trying to do massive EDM throws. This is more like little dub flicks, especially into turnarounds. Cool. Step 1. Pick the right break and warp it cleanly. Drag in an amen, a think, hot pants, any classic style break with character and a bit of room. Put it on audio 1. Open the clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients and turn transient looping off. That last one matters. You want crisp hits, not little machine gun loops on the tails. Now make the loop length clean. If it's meant to be a 2-bar break, make it exactly 2 bars. Then set your downbeat properly. Put 1.1.1 right on the first kick transient. After that, check the snare anchors, usually on beats 2 and 4. Use warp markers to line those up. Here's the advanced part. Don't grid perfect the entire break. Raga swing depends on tiny imperfections. Anchor the main kick and the main snare, but leave some internal movement alive. If you iron it flat, it will stop talking. Step 2. Slice to drum rack. This is your surgery table. Right-click the warped break and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients if it's clean. If it's messy, slice by 1/16 for control, but transients is usually the vibe for classic breaks. Make sure warp slices is on. Now you've got a drum rack full of simplers, each one holding a slice. Do immediate cleanup so it behaves like a playable kit. Open a few pads, set simpler to one shot. Add a tiny fade out, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. If you're getting weird starts, turn on snap inside simpler so it grabs cleaner start points. This part is boring, but it's the difference between pro break surgery and why does everything click and flinch. Step 3. Build the Raga swing map. This is push and pull, not just a groove preset. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the break rack track. Ableton often generates a basic pattern from the slices. If it looks like chaos, ignore it and build from scratch. Start with anchors first. Find your strongest kick slice and your strongest snare slice. Place kick on 1.1.1. Place snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. That backbeat has to feel confident. In jungle, the snare is basically the narrator. If it's timid, the whole groove collapses. Now, before you touch any mixing, do a field pass. Solo the break rack. Turn everything else off. Close your eyes for a second and listen for 3 things: snare confidence, hat urgency, and ghost note conversation. If one of those isn't happening, don't reach for EQ. Fix timing and velocity first. This is the moment where you build the pocket. Now we do 2 timing layers: light groove plus per note offsets. First, per note micro timing. Keep the main snares basically on the grid. Then nudge hats and little percussion slightly early, like 3 to 10 milliseconds early. That's negative time, a tiny push. For ghost snares, nudge slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds behind. That creates the draggy swagger without making the whole beat lazy. How do you nudge precisely? Select the notes and adjust note start, or temporarily turn the grid off and use nudge commands. The key is, Do it intentionally. Pick a couple signature hats to push early. Pick a couple ghosts to pull late. You should be able to point at them later and say, that one creates urgency, that one creates sway. Now add groove pool, but lightly. Open the groove pool. Load something like MPC 16 Swing 54-58, or any shuffle groove that feels right. Apply it to the clip with timing around 10-25%, velocity around 10-20%, random basically 0-5%, bass at 1/16. The manual offsets give personality. The groove gives consistency. If you crank groove timing to 70 or 100%, it starts sounding like a preset. We want swagger, not a template. Step 4. Actual breakbeat surgery. This is where it stops being the amen and starts being your loop. Keep your two-step jungle skeleton, but start mutating around it. Add an extra kick somewhere around beat 3, depending on the break. Try 1.3 something. Listen for forward motion. The kick placement should feel like it's pulling you into the next snare, not just filling space. Now ghost snares. Find a slice that has a light snare, a flam, or even just a snare tail with room. Place a ghost just before the main snare, like in the last 16th leading into 1.2.1. Keep velocity low, like 20 to 50, while your main snare might be 90 to 110. Here's a slick variation. The late snare illusion. Keep your main snare on grid, but layer a quiet snare tail or room slice a few milliseconds late. It creates that dragging feel without the backbeat actually being sloppy. That's a huge jungle trick. For hats, write a rolling 1/16 idea, then remove a few notes so it breathes, and pick one or two hats to push early for urgency. Also consider microenvelope shaping on hats and ghosts. Shorten decay or release slightly so early hats don't smear into the next hit, but keep snare tails longer than you think, because that's where the glue lives. Now do you call and response in bar 2. Bar 1 is the statement, bar 2 replies. Swap one slice for a different texture, maybe a woodblocky transient or a different snare fragment. Near the end of bar 2, do a tiny 1/32 repeat for a moment, then maybe even a hard stop for a 16th note. That negative space is the roller secret. Sometimes removing one tick is what makes the groove lean forward. Step 5. Layer a modern kick and snare under the break, so it hits like 2026 but still chats like 1994. On your kick and snare layer track, create a drum rack. Pick a clean kick with a fundamental around 45 to 60 Hz, short and controlled. For the snare, pick something with punch around 180 to 220 Hz and crack around 3 to 6 khz. Rule. The break provides character. The layers provide weight and consistency. Now carve space on your break rack group. At EQ8 and high pass the break around 120 to 180 Hz with a gentle slope. This keeps the break out of the sub lane so your kick and later your bass can own it. Then add glue compressor on the break group. Use attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2:1 and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is about cohesion, not smashing. Then add saturator with soft clip on. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. You're aiming for attitude, not brittle fizz. On the kick and snare layer, use drum bus slightly. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Boom can be 0 to 20%. Tuned carefully. If you overdo boom, it will fight the bass later and you'll regret it. Add EQ shaping as needed. Quick gain staging checkpoint. Put a utility at the end of your drum group and trim so the drum bus peaks around -8 to -6 dBFS before you print. This is a resampling heady workflow, and headroom is the difference between warm and heavy and harsh and crunchy in the wrong way. Step 6. Resampling. This is the commit moment. On audio 2, resample, set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Now record 4 to 8 bars while you tweak the groove amount, ghost velocities, and a touch of short room send. You're performing the feel. And here's a pro habit. Bounce checkpoints. Print 3 takes. Print 1. Dry and tight. No sends. Clean transients. Print 2. Room pushed. More return A. Print 3. A damage print. Extra saturation. Maybe a touch of glue, but do not clip. Now you have choices later without reopening a million decisions. Once recorded, open the new audio clip. Warp it. For drums, beats mode is usually best. Consolidate an exact 2-bar loop using consolidate so it's clean and repeatable. Step 7. Second pass surgery on the resample. This is the pro move, because now your micro timing, dynamics, and space are baked into the audio, and you can chop it like a piece of vinyl. Right-click the consolidated resample and slice to new MIDI track again. This time, consider slicing by 1/16 for strict control, or transients if you want it to stay more natural. Now create a new MIDI clip and start editing like a surgeon. Remove one or two slices for syncopation. Duplicate a slice for a quick stutter fill. Pitch one slice down 1 to 3 semitones for grime. If you want controlled chaos, add beat repeat, but keep it subtle and keep it on the resampled break, not on the clean kick and snare layer. Start with interval 1 bar, grid 1/16, variation 10 to 20%, chance 8 to 15%, pitch at 0. Then automate device on only for fill moments at the ends of 8 or 16 bar phrases. Also consider splitting the break into transient and wash lanes for that classic jungle haze. Duplicate the resampled break audino on the transient lane. Drum bus with little or no boom, less room send. On the wash lane, high pass higher, like 250 to 400 Hz. Soften with saturator, add more room or a hint of delay. Blend so the transients stay punchy, and the wash becomes the atmosphere. And keep mono discipline. Make sure the main hit stays mono compatible. Put width in the air, the room return, the dub delay throws, or the wash lane that's high passed. Step 8. Arrange it like raga, not like a loop demo. Here's a simple 64-bar mindset. Intro, 16 bars, filtered break, low pass down from around 10k to 5k, light room, pre-drop, 8 bars, hats come forward, small dub delay throws, drop, 16 bars, full resampled break plus kick and snare layer, plus bass, mid variation, 16 bars, switch to the second pass resliced version and hit beat repeat fills at bar 8 and 16, twitch or outro, 8 to 16. Remove the kick layer and let the break carry, then cut to a bass hit.